This is episode number 2247 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 11th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Martha Stewart's dating pool is bone dry right now.
Well, she is kind of old. It's dirt.
That doesn't matter.
Well, I guess not. I mean, she's got money. She could get herself a date.
Well,
Snoop Dogg's hanging around with her. I mean, you know, what the hell? She has a level of street cred now. She's a little cooler than she was, say, 10 years ago.
Well,
because of Snoop?
No, it doesn't matter because she's got a plan.
Oh, does she have a plan?
She has a plan.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart is a bit of a planner, and she has worked this one out.
All right, okay, I'm ready.
She's probably even committed it to pen.
Okay. All right.
And it'll get her some action.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Thanks.
Oh, my.
All she has to
do—that's a little TMI, really. That's
all
okay.
She has to do is outlive her friends and get with their men.
Well, there's a mantra to live up to. I'm gonna outlive you so I can have your man.
Just say, yeah, I'll take care of him for you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'll have my maids do his laundry.
Yeah.
On Chelsea Handler's podcast, Martha admitted she's getting nothing these days.
Yeah, poor Martha.
She said, I had two mad crushes in the last month, which is really good for me. But it turns out that one of them is married to the mother of some friends of mine.
Oh, wow.
He's so attractive.
Oh, wow.
Now, Martha went on to say... She's never been a homewrecker. Which leaves her just one option.
What's that?
Well, maybe they'll die. I always think, oh gosh.
Maybe they'll die.
Couldn't that person just die? Not painfully.
No, no.
I'll give him some CBD.
There you
just
go.
I added that part.
Okay.
Just die.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? It's like Martha Stewart. She went from being kind of this somebody that everybody's like, I can't relate to her because she's so perfect kind of person, to now all of a sudden she's a real human ever since the whole jail thing.
I don't know if I'd call her a real human.
Than she was, and she's got this fantastic farm somewhere out in Connecticut or the Hamptons.
Lord, it's amazing.
Yeah. And of course, everything's immaculate. She knows everything about everything. She knows every tree's name. She knows exactly what kind of food they take and how much water they should get and what to do with them in the wintertime.
I was watching, and it was probably in the beginning days. She was potting some succulents and stuff.
Mm.
It was on Magnolia Network.
Okay, all right.
I mean, this sucker was old. And she said, I'm not too sure what you call these. And I bet that's the last time she said that.
I'm pretty sure it was.
But they're pretty.
But they're pretty. Oh, my God. I can remember, and I mean, I'm dating myself, but I can remember 30-some-odd years ago, and she was the it thing. Martha Stewart was it. I mean, 30 years ago. And that's crazy when you think about it.
But. Well, she had to keep reinventing herself because she wants to keep her Macy's contract.
Well, yeah, there's that. So anyway. Well, good luck for her and her dead friends.
Good luck, Martha. You don't need it. Good luck to your friends.
That's right.
Well, Kim Kardashian's on the cover of Allure Magazine's August cover.
Of course.
And that's why we call this the Who Cares News. In her interview, she claims that she's done a little Botox. Actually, no filler.
Oh, no filler.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Do you believe that? Sure we do.
Well, she said that she's never filled her cheeks or lips. Now, cheeks, I buy. But lips, there's other things to fill lips with besides Botox.
Well, yeah, they...
Because Botox isn't the main filler.
They fill with collagen. Collagen, which you get from your ass. Right?
I believe so.
That's where it comes
from. I'm not totally up on it.
And in her case, she's probably got plenty of collagen to go around.
Probably so.
Probably, right.
And there's, yeah. So,
my guess.
Do we buy the fact that you haven't filled your lips with Botox? Well, yeah. Do we buy the fact that you haven't filled your lips? Well, no.
Well, no.
On wanting to look good, she said, I mean, she was really passionate about this. I care. I really genuinely care. about looking good. I probably care more than 90% of the people on this planet.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man.
90%, yeah.
She just served everybody.
She did.
Not more than 90. Wow. Wow.
The rest of us don't give a crap.
I'm pretty sure that she's going to have to retract her words. Well, pretty sure that's coming.
Are you in the 90% or are you in the 10% that cares how you look?
Oh, that's true. I'm in the 90% that doesn't care.
Well, even if I did, obviously I don't now.
Right? Right, because we're in the 90%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we ain't good enough. On Met Gala weight loss criticism, she says she never drank more water in her life and thinks the criticism is overkill.
I will say that, too.
I would, too.
You know, leave her alone. Quit body shaming her. I mean, you know.
She says, you know, actors, they lose weight for roles, and they're considered geniuses
for
their craft.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Or they gain weight for their roles.
Yeah.
Like Matthew McConaughey gained, like, 50 pounds for his next role he's doing or something like that.
Well, the one what was it? Oh, shoot. Where he lost so much weight, he was, like, just...
Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes, Buyers Club.
Yeah.
So there are so many things out there that are so not accurate. So not accurate.
So not
accurate. And so not true.
Yeah, you know what, Kim? We agree with you on this one. We're gonna let you have that one. Not sure about the fillers. Don't really care.
Don't really care.
Don't really
even
care.
Even though I think that's a bunch of crap. You filled them with something.
She's got enough collagen, she could donate collagen.
You know what?
If you could be a collagen donor, I don't know if you could do that or not.
As her next business venture, you just helped her out right there.
I sure did. Kim, I just want a small percentage, like it's 1% of whatever you do with that business.
She can call it Scollagen.
Scollagen. I love it. All right. With our apologies to Halle Berry Moore, Who Cares News tomorrow. Have a great day. And
our Skimsagen. That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.